Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., just down the street from the White House, will be closed to traffic today for a parade, the World Pride Parade. Many thousands of people are expected this afternoon. Gay, transgender, queer, young, old, all races and religions, and this year especially, from all over the world. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin joins us now with a preview. Thanks for coming in, Selena.
Hi, Debbie.
So D.C. is usually pretty lit up for Pride every June, but this year it seems to be a different level. Why is that?
Yeah, so this year World Pride is being celebrated here in the district, and that is a roving international version of the Pride parades that happen all over the place in the summer months. The first one was in 2000 in Rome. It's been in Madrid and Toronto, and this year it's in D.C. So later today is the parade, but it's really a festival. It's been going on for several weeks with concerts and sporting events, art shows, lectures, and more.
Tell us what it's like in the city. There seems to be a lot going on politically with gay and trans people in America.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, from its earliest moments, the second Trump administration has passed all sorts of executive orders affecting LGBTQ people, from the anti-diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, ideology efforts. That has affected LGBTQ people. The White House has declared there are only two sexes and they cannot change. Transgender people cannot compete in sports. There are limits to healthcare access, military service. And then there's here, Washington, D.C., which has a higher percentage of LGBTQ residents than any state in the nation. There's tension between the federal government and the D.C. government over its local budget. And that tension really ratcheted up this week when the National Park Service decided to close DuPont Circle, which is basically the heart of D.C.'s historic gay neighborhood. The reason given was public safety and because of past vandalism, but local leaders had asked to keep it open. I should say the closure doesn't affect the parade route or any official events.
Well, has this tension affected the mood, the feeling in the city leading up to the parade?
I would say yes. There is a sense of nervousness I don't remember from past years. All of those Trump administration policies we talked about have led some places to warn transgender people against traveling to D.C. this year. Here is Zach, who asked NPR to only use his first name because he's a federal worker and fears retaliation for criticizing the Trump administration.
Anti-trans and anti-queer policies made a lot of people, especially those in foreign countries, feel like they weren't welcome here.
What about the businesses that have traditionally supported the parade?
Yeah, corporate sponsorships are down this year, not just when it comes to World Pride in D.C., but across the country. Gravity Research just did a survey of 200 corporations on their participation in Pride events and found a third were scaling back this year. Some companies are nervous about being called out by President Trump, so they're trying to lay low in terms of public support while reassuring their employees that they still care. And that's a difficult needle to thread.
So with this tension, how is that affecting the sense of celebration?
Well, you're hearing a saying a lot this year, the first Pride was a riot. And that's a reference to Stonewall, where transgender people fought back against a police raid in New York City in 1969. So Pride didn't start because rainbows are pretty. It started because discriminatory laws and societal intolerance pushed queer people to the breaking point, and they decided to fight back. So I think this political moment has LGBTQ people thinking about that history and how fighting back when the odds seem stacked against you is something this community knows how to do.
That's NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.